Welcome back to Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Not long after Police Commissioner Anthony Batts arrived in Baltimore in September 2012, he established a unit to focus on community partnerships. He put veteran Lieutenant Colonel Melvin Russell in charge of the division. Today we're going to revisit a conversation we had with Lieutenant Colonel Russell 2 years ago as part of our year-long series on race and inequality, The Lines Between Us. Like many of the topics discussed in that series, Lieutenant Colonel Russell's thoughts bear repeating now. We started that episode with a story from the streets of Northeast Baltimore. Audio Video is a hip-hop producer who talked to us about a song he'd written criticizing Baltimore's blue light police cameras. While he was here, he also shared this story about a run-in he had with the Baltimore police.
Well, I was in the Army, and I just finished boot camp, and I came home, and I went into my homeboy's house over Northeast, and we was outside talking, and I was telling them stories about boot camp, and, you know, they were telling me about everything that was happening in Baltimore. So a knocker comes rolling down, and this is an unmarked car with two partners and two police officers. I gave my homeboy a dap, and I got in the car, and here comes this knocker, and he says, "Woohoo, blood's up, blood gang, yada, yada, yada." And I shake my head and I mug, and he said, "I don't like that face." So we got out the car and just made it in his mind that he's going to ruin my night because he wanted to mess with somebody that night. But all it took was a handshake that I give my partners at work, and a handshake that I give my master sergeant at the time. A simple handshake that's universally known. And now I'm blood gang, I'm this, I'm that. So they get out the car, they make me get out the car, they search me. And they ask me where I'm from. And I said, I'm a soldier. I just came home from boot camp. I don't have a mailing address right now. I have to get assigned to my unit. And he said, "That's not what I asked you. I asked you where you from." So I said, "I'm from right here in Baltimore, from Northwest Side." "Well, what you doing around here, soldier? You know how to answer an officer when he's talking to you." So it kind of pissed me off because it's like, I'm a soldier. I'm sacrificing my time and I'm sacrificing my life for you to treat my community like this. Now that I'm back home, I'm in civilian clothes. I'm not in my uniform. And you're treating me like this, even after I already identified myself as a soldier. That means my life doesn't mean to you. It doesn't mean two shits to you. It kind of angered me, so I cursed them out. I said some things I wasn't supposed to say. I said, "F*** you, pig. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna respect this motherfucking flag on my uniform. I ain't gonna respect the motherfucking flag on yours." And he started to argue with me. He started to get bucking loud, and his partner held him back. And, you know what I mean, after they searched me, I said, "Are you going to arrest me or not? Because you ain't find nothing on me. As soon as I get back to my base, I'm going to have one of my lawyers on you." I asked him for his badge number and everything. He wouldn't give it to me. So it's bullying, for real. Because you got to look at how they treat other people that's not even committing real crime, just to catch one or two people. I could have been the 30th person that day that he came off to screaming, "Blood gang, woo, woo, so woo," and treating me like that, like I'm some gang member, just because I'm in that neighborhood that time when he's rolling down the street. You know, in the Army, I could respect the drill sergeant that's teaching me how to do combat. He can call me a Maggie, he can call me this, he can call me that. I know the purpose behind that. But a police officer telling me that and treating me like that, and you ain't got no professionalism about you, you know, you just talking real sloppy, cursing at me and stuff. You know, it was a white and a black cop. Partners. It's that badge that makes them feel like they're better. That's a whole new race. That's a whole new brotherhood.
Hip-hop producer Audio Video, that's with two D's in each name. We have a link to his song, "Blue Lights," about Baltimore's blue light police cameras at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. You're listening to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The Baltimore Police Department's Lieutenant Colonel Melvin Russell has a key role in the BPD's efforts to repair relations between police and the Baltimore neighborhoods they serve. When we spoke with him about it in June 2013, I started by asking his reaction to Audio Video's story.
You know, it's grievous, it's sad. But to be quite transparent and honest with you, not surprising. Not surprising. Because let me say this first and foremost. I love this Baltimore Police Department, this uniform I wear. And quite frankly, the vast majority of officers that don this uniform are great officers, are professional officers. But I'd be naive and I'd be telling a falsity if I told you that there weren't some officers that maybe shouldn't be officers or need to be retrained. And unfortunately, it's that few officers that give us a terrible, terrible name. My son's had these same run-ins. I've had run-ins, even as being a police officer, being a police sergeant, in uniform. I mean, in plain clothes. So I know it's out there. I know we have some officers that give a bad name to all. So again, very sad, very grievous, but not surprising. And I just pray that we're able to change the culture, not just of our communities, but also our police officers.
What kind of run-ins would you as an off-duty police officer
have? Well, I can remember. This is some years back, and this has been going on since pretty much my entire career. You either hear it or you're a part of it. I can remember back, and I want to say this was the late 80s, early 90s. I can remember, and I used to drive and most people that knew me knew are going to know this. I used to drive a black BMW, blacked out, dark tinted. And I can remember when I first purchased it, I was getting stopped all the time, profile. And so it got to the point when I changed my tags and I had vanity tags, suspect. So I had suspect on my BMW.
Did that increase it or did that?
Well, initially it increased it, but after a while, every police officer knew that was Mel Russell's BMW, so don't stop that car. But I can remember one night and I was driving and this officer clearly didn't know it was my vehicle, not that he should. But it was a profile stop, and he came off very hostile, cussing at me. I had my 3-year-old baby boy in the car with me, just came from a revival church service. And I asked him politely, could you stop screaming and cursing and tell me why you're stopping me? And this kid was such a racist and such a bigot. He literally tried to begin to yank me out of the car. And I jumped out of the car quickly, and he reached for his gun, and his partners recognized and said, hey, called his name and said, that's Sergeant Russell. And he turned white as a ghost, but by then he was so escalated that he couldn't come down. So he sat me down on the curb, made me sit down on the curb, made me get my 3-year-old baby boy out of the car, sat us on the curb, proceeded to write a couple of tickets. But quite frankly, that didn't go anywhere. Long story short, he was one of those bad officers and he ended up getting fired. But I'm a police officer, but what do you do when you're not a police officer?
Lieutenant Colonel Melvin Russell is head of the Baltimore Police Department's Community Partnerships Unit. You can hear the rest of our conversation from June 2013, including his effort to change behavior of prejudiced cops by asking pastors to do ride-alongs with them at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We've reached out to Lieutenant Colonel Russell in recent weeks, but haven't been able to sit down with him again. You can also listen to any part of the Lines Between Us series. We discussed enforced segregation in housing, disparities in wealth, inequalities in job opportunities, and many other topics. It's all at linesbetweenus.org. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1954, Major League Baseball returned to Baltimore after a 52-year absence. The Orioles beat the White Sox 3-1 in the first game played at Memorial Stadium. Tonight, the O's kick off a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Angels at Camden Yards at 7:05. We're back on Monday. Hope you'll join us.